Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn with S3 Productions. Yeah, I do need my coffee. This is S3 Productions of Teacher Talk Coffee, version number 8. We're actually going to do two coffees today. And we are most honored today to have our honored guest, Mr. Armando Sanchez, who sort of started this whole thing, because today we are doing Denali Mountain Dark Roast Coffee and Alaskan Mountain Coffee, brewed by our not one, but two professional baristas, Mr. John Affantefi here of Big Kahuna Productions, and Miss Marianne Richmond over there, professional barista and professional science teacher. We may have a mystery guest, but
who knows?
It's a mystery. So, Mr. Sanchez here recently came back from the wilds of Alaska, where he was out shooting polar bears and collecting glaciers and observing the night lights. And I asked him nicely if he'd get me a pack of Alaskan coffee. And he said, "To which kind?" I says,
"Strong."
Pretty much. So, Mr. Sanchez, we are under sort of a deadline, but real quickly, tell us about Denali Mountain Coffee.
Sure. I went up to a month ago to see the Aurora Borealis, and I went also to the Dalton Highway. And my God, I can see where the poor drivers need coffee. Boy, that's a rough road.
Is it rough?
Yeah, it really is. It's really the most wild places I've ever been. It can be 40 below zero, and they drive 300 miles. With nothing to stop, nothing to see on either side. It's really an amazing place.
Are those the ice truckers?
Ice road truckers.
Yeah, you have to be on a special permit to be out there. And you can see why being out there. And that was in relatively 20 above zero weather. And it was still a scorcher out there. It was something. And when I came back to Fairbanks, one of the things people kept telling me is, you know, you have to go. To the University of Alaska Museum in Fairbanks. It's on the campus. And when I went there, toured the beautiful, beautiful museum, and I happened to run into the coffee. So I thought, Mr. Hahn and my friends over there at Montebello High School, we need coffee, so here it is. That's how it came about.
So with that in mind, being the kind of person that I am, I got hold of Alaska Artesian Coffee, and I ordered their gift pack, because I wasn't sure exactly how many people we were going to have or how much coffee we were going to make. Needless to say, we've got more than enough shows. So, we're going to start with Mr. A. Would you talk about
because
you brewed it. I mean, don't tell us your professional secret, but
I did use my special secret ingredient.
Water.
Not just water.
It's Montebello.
No. It's XY square semicolon ABCD water.
Ooh.
Big difference. And of course, I cannot tell you exactly what that is because it is classified and it would have to kill you. So I have to keep it under that.
So with that thought in mind, we're going to start with our Denali Mountain Coffee.
Here we go. Hello.
All right.
Hello.
All right. Hello. So, everybody ready?
This stuff is strong.
Woo. Yeah, that is.
Good coffee.
That is.
Is this the one I brewed or the one that John brewed? Which one?
This is the one John brewed. We're going to do yours next.
Now, they don't grow the coffee in Alaska.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay, let's get that
out
of the way.
Which one did you do, John?
I did Alaska Mountain.
Okay. He did the mountain coffee. You did the.
Just wait.
But it has. But it has Alaskan air in it, and it's mixed in Alaska.
Oh, yeah, I see.
So they put it together, and that.
So, when we leave here to go home tonight, we should be able to get in our cars and drive to San Francisco nonstop.
And back.
And back. I think that would make it a more.
Just for the.
Four cups of coffee. Great.
Well.
All right, have you tasted?
I'm matter of fact, I'm even using a virgin cup here to totally eliminate any kind of.
I am on the Harley, so I would have to make many more stops because my gas tank's only 6 gallons. But at the same time, I get very good gas mileage.
Very much. That is good stuff. That is a bit.
It really is.
Oh, just wait till you taste mine. Oh, monkey.
Can't wait.
It is strong, isn't it?
I followed the directions. Remember how I told you I'm only going to use 5 instead of 6 this morning? I thought, no, that probably isn't the wisest course of action. I will follow the directions. So I filled it up to 6. Ah, Scott, thank you. You are a wonderful example.
And by the way, we have Scott Fries over here, who is our professional. Thank you. I was thinking jack of all trades, man about town, the man who makes things happen.
Yeah. All right. If this was a set, he would be a key grip.
He would be.
He would be a key grip.
Oh, speaking of which, because this is...
See what you did?
Yeah. But I digress.
That's my job in life.
I do it quite well. Speaking of which, because this is Alaska, and Alaska is known for bears, Scott, would you reach in there and show everybody... Now that we're going to be all caffeined up.
Yes, we have...
Bear claws.
Bear claws.
How appropriate.
Bear claws with the Alaskan coffee.
So between the highly caffeinated coffee and the...
And all the sugar.
God, we won't sleep till Sunday.
And I would like to add that this is actually a multicultural show.
Actually,
except today is Cinco de Mayo. So,
yes, it is.
And yesterday was May the 4th.
May the 4th.
With you.
Yeah. Whiskey, yes.
There you go. Yeah. So, because we are on, should we try the Danelli coffee?
I'm not even sure you want. Okay. To purchase this entire thing, I did follow the directions on the package. I don't often, but I did this time.
A scientist at heart.
I am thinking that this might be some of the strongest coffee I have ever had in my life experienced.
Ooh.
In my life, I brew a pretty strong, as you can attest to, I brew a pretty strong cup of coffee.
She does.
So go ahead.
This is from a Colombian who's telling you this.
So should we try the Alaskan? Or we did the Alaskan. We're going
to
do the Denali, right?
I tried the Denali.
Okay, so.
I need to get
that. Here. Hold this.
Yay. I probably should get another cup. You want a cup?
No. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to Dalton Highway tonight.
No.
But I
That's
going
to be enough for him to taste it. And
are we ready?
Did you get some, Armando?
Yes, I did. I drank it up there in Alaska, and I'm drinking it here. It's like, wow.
Now, does the difference in elevation make a difference in taste?
No, but if you're in 20 degrees zero weather, it makes a big difference.
I'm just asking for those of us that are really, into the whole science thing. Very important that you think.
Well, we are connoisseurs of coffee. I mean,
that's true.
We
are. Matter of fact, as a side note, not only do we have mountain coffee, because the theme of the show is mountain coffee, we have a couple other brands that I'd like to very briefly. Now that you got my curiosity.
Oh. Just taste it.
Ow.
Woo.
I said the same thing.
Wow.
I am so very glad that I followed the directions. Otherwise, I would probably be taking full responsibility for this acidic one.
You've been 18 wheeler and I'm going up the Dalton Highway right now.
I can pop wheelies on my car.
You can ride on the back wheel the whole way up, John.
This is really good. I feel like the wheels kicked my tongue or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad we brought it. To make me say that I have a strong cup of coffee.
Yes. But this woman says it's strong, guys. Hercules, okay?
Yeah, this is. Now, by the way, this is not a bad thing. This is very good. Probably at 4 in the morning. But at 12 in the afternoon, it's.
It's a good thing, honestly, that it's Friday so that we don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to get to school on time.
I have to work tomorrow, but I'm working here. We have a show coming up.
Oh, by the way, would you like a plug for your show?
I would love a plug for our show. We're actually doing two student-written shows, both one acts. One is called See Me, written by Donya Call, and the other one is called Cousins, written by Jonathan Avitefi. And they're both one acts, and we'll be doing them May 19th at...
Be my guest.
Montebello High School, which is located at 2100 West Cleveland Avenue.
If I might interrupt, it's a little off Broadway theater place.
It's a little off Broadway. It's like off.
But it is. Wait a minute. Off. It is.
It is east of Hollywood.
It is definitely east of Hollywood.
There you go.
Oh, so 15 we're miles closer south. To Hollywood than Hollywood.
15 right. miles that
way. Sorry about that. It's right. the caffeine.
Oh, no, this is excellent. This is really,
now,
really good.
Look at the oil floating on the top of your coffee.
You know what's happening?
That's indicative of a good no, bean.
This styrofoam is starting to disintegrate.
This is the reason that your dream can
survive. Yeah.
I have the same thing in my cup porcelain, so I don't know. We got some issues here.
Well, when I worked,
yeah, this used to have a shiny finish, didn't it, John? Now it's all.
But when I worked at Rockwell over in El Segundo by the airport, it wasn't unusual to see an oil film on your coffee. But that's okay. Man, I'm gonna. This is
so. Wow. So let me get a little bit of background. We test different shows, different coffees on this show, and so anywhere in the world, people can send us.
Pretty much. Should you be so inclined, you can always reach me at KurtHahn74@yahoo.com or OSCSSW@juno.com or Facebook.com/S3Productions1. Yeah, we are on something of a
tight schedule
here.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
That's okay. As I tell, we do, because if we plan this way too much, it would just take all the sure... All the sheer fun out. Yeah, pretty much. As you see, this is very highly scripted.
And you have a staff back
there. I have a staff. There, matter of fact, they're true. Without them, man, my goal is to send them all sugared and caffeine up, so I want all the fifth and sixth period teachers to go.
Well, I have to take that back to Ozzy because I promised him a cup of coffee. So.
Well, we should have plenty left, so.
Well, I'm sure.
I think we're ready to wrap this up.
I think so. So, Marianne. Any final comments?
Yes, final comments. Happy birthday, Bob Seger.
I love Bob Seger.
I do too. He's 71 years old yesterday. Yeah. The inspiration for my life. I love you, Bob Seger, and if you ever listen to this, I love you.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd like to thank all the military people, the police officers that support and protect us.
Okay. John, would you like to sing your tribute?
Well, I would. Yes. I'm singing that for Marianne also because that song is very special to this beautiful lady to my left because she named her daughter after
that song.
Page, after song.
And speaking of military, we do have Door Kicker Coffee.
Woo-hoo!
That a certain purchase price donation went to the Alaskan Vets. So I won't tell you that our Memorial Day show involves Door Kicker Coffee.
Well, did you show the beep beep beep? Beep
no, that we have a production dilemma there with that. John, any?
No, just a great show. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate it. This is very strong coffee. This gets my nod for the strongest coffee we've had.
Yeah, this is.
The Denali.
The Denali.
Whatever. Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go and actually look it up to see what kind of beans they're doing, and I might even write them and find out what kind of roast they put on.
Well, I do have their card.
This is a kicker.
Now, I would like to say, Mr. Sanchez here, who inspired this whole thing, who just denies everything.
He inspires us all.
Denies it. Deniable accountability. Right?
Well, I've been able to bring coffee from three places in the world.
Yeah.
I hope to continue, and I don't know if they have any coffee in Prague or in Africa, but I'll bring you some.
You know, Africa, seriously?
Yeah.
You've got to have coffee everywhere.
Yeah. I'll try to bring some from Tanzania or Nigeria or both.
When are you going?
In August.
My mother was in Nigeria in the 40s. When it was jungle.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, we invite whoever's viewing this to send us their coffee and we'll try it. I mean, if teachers can say a thumbs up, which I think we all did.
Yeah,
I think it's delicious. I just think it's got a little...
Four teachers here all saying, wow.
Yeah, I'm giving it my thumbs up.
It's growing a little hair, but...
Yeah, let's not go there.
You should change some harvest. Yes.
But yeah.
My mustache has grown about 4 millimeters since we started drinking the coffee.
And again, I got this from the Alaska Artesian Coffee of Prussian... I can't even tell you who it is. Anyway, if you own the company, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, but you got great coffee, and I can't wait to do the next one. They're at www.alaskaartesiancoffee.com. Matter of fact, I ordered this Monday, I got it Wednesday, and I toured the UPS facility that it shipped through Thursday. So, hoorah.
All right.
So, any questions, comments? Again, you can always reach me through Facebook. This show is being pre-recorded with broadcast. About time I get ready to go to sleep, probably sometime Sunday. With that, we are on a tight schedule because we all have things to do when the magic bell rings. So, with that, thank you so much. I got to feed my... Oh,
the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
The shirt.
The Alaskan... That, don't tell my wife I bought the shirt. But
I think next time we'll all have one on.
Yeah. Oh,
so my wife didn't know I bought the shirt. Yeah,
I think we should all buy one because then the next time, the Memorial Day one, we can all be wearing.
I think so. Anyway, with that, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much, and this will go out probably sometime tonight, maybe. Hopefully.
Cheers.
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 Hoorah.
Cheers for coffee.
All right. So my production crew will take over here and.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Boy, this is strong coffee.
Ask